From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a key test in Washington for a major international trade pact. President Obama's efforts to secure an ambitious Asia-Pacific free trade agreement faces a key test Friday when the House of Representatives votes whether to extend crucial fast-track negotiating authority to the White House. It's not clear whether the bill has enough support from Mr. Obama's fellow Democrats, many of whom are concerned the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, trade deal would send more American jobs overseas and hurt the environment. Republicans generally support such free trade agreements, but many in the party are reluctant to play a role in giving Mr. Obama what is seen as a major political achievement, especially ahead of the 2016 elections. Fast-track legislation, known as Trade Promotional Authority, or TPA, would allow the White House to negotiate the 12-nation Asian Trade Pact and others like it without letting Congress make any changes in the deals when they come up for approval or rejection. An American labor union says hackers are now in possession of sensitive personnel information on all federal employees following a major cyber intrusion that U.S. officials say originated in China. The American Federation of Government Employees made the claim Thursday in a letter to the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, the federal government's human resources agency that was targeted. The hackers are now in possession of all personnel data for every federal employee, every federal retiree, and up to a million former federal employees, according to the union president David Cox in the letter. The OPM said last week as many as 4 million federal employees may have been affected. This is VOA News. Swiss and Austrian authorities say they're investigating whether sophisticated cyber attacks have been launched to spy inside the negotiations six world powers are conducting with Iran over its nuclear program. The Swiss Attorney General's office in Bern said investigators searched a Geneva house on May 12th and seized computer hardware and software. Authorities said they were looking for malware that might have been used to monitor the talks that have been conducted at several hotels in Switzerland, Austria, and Germany. Austria also said it's investigating whether meetings in Vienna were compromised. The Swiss authorities said criminal proceedings have been opened against unnamed people on suspicion of political espionage, but gave no further details. Israel is adamantly opposed to the possible nuclear deal Iran is trying to close by the end of June with the U.S., China, Russia, Britain, France, and Germany, but has denied any involvement in the alleged spying. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif warned Thursday that hostile statements against Pakistan by Indian leaders are harming the political atmosphere and taking the two nuclear-armed nations farther away from goals of regional peace and stability. More now from Ayaz Gul in Islamabad.
Addressing a conference of Pakistani diplomats in Islamabad Thursday, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif warned the rival nation against any such incursion into Pakistan.
We will protect our vital interests, inshallah, at all costs.
Mr. Sharif reiterated that Pakistan desires a peaceful neighborhood and sticks to its policy of promoting the dialogue process with India, provided the neighboring country reciprocates and acknowledges Islamabad's overtures. The Pakistani parliament, through a unanimously approved resolution on Thursday, also condemned Indian leaders for threatening Pakistan. Ayaz Gul, Islamabad.
Pakistan has closed down the offices of the international aid agency Save the Children, accusing that organization of involvement in anti-Pakistan activities. Authorities sealed the office in the capital, Islamabad, on Thursday and gave staff members 15 days to leave the country, according to the Interior Ministry. Save the Children, which has been in Pakistan for 35 years, said in a statement it has no expatriate staff in Islamabad. Charity's expatriate staff was forced to leave a few years ago after a Pakistan intelligence report said the Save the Children organization had ties to Shakil Afridi, a Pakistani doctor allegedly recruited by the CIA to help find al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. The organization denies any links to that doctor. South Korea has reported its 11th death from the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, amid hopes that the outbreak has peaked. The Ministry of Health and Welfare said the latest fatality was a 72-year-old woman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on